Today's Shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we are learning today Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph Dinei Nefilas Apayim, the actual halachas of how a person should do Tachnun. This is a very important simen, as are all of them, and the Mechaber begins as follows: In Ladaber Vein Tefila LeNefilas Apayim. A person is forbidden to talk. We'll see exactly what is considered an interruption. A person shouldn't talk or make any interruption between the end of the Shmona Esrei and the start of saying Nefilas. Nefilas apayim is when you fall on your face. Literally, it means that you're bowing down. We'll see how one should lean during the tachnun, and one should not interrupt at all between the Shmona Esrei and the tachnun. The reason behind this is actually based upon a Gemara, where it tells us how important it is not to interrupt. The tefillah of Tachlin is a very powerful tefillah, and when it's coupled with the Shemoneh Esrei, so it's an extremely strong connection, extremely strong, powerful tefillah, and one shouldn't do anything to break that connection. Now, the Mechaber continues and he says, Kishinofel aponav, when you actually fall down on your face, literally. We know this practically means that you're leaning on your hand. We'll see in a moment what hand you lean on and how you do this. So the Mechaber says, when you do this, Noagu, the minig is, lahatos al tzad smol, is to lean towards the left side on your left arm, as we'll see. So we'll talk more about this in a moment when we do the Ramah, but first let's catch up on the Mishneh Berurahs that we missed. So the Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph writes, you shouldn't interrupt between the Shmona Esrei and Tachnun. The Ayidei Zeh ain't chinoso shemischanin benefilas apayim miskabelas kolkach. Because if you do interrupt in some way, especially by talking, that severs the strong connection, as we said, and it will make your tefillah a little bit less accepted or automatically accepted in Shamayim. Dear Shufuna number one brings down, af im mispala b'mokum she'ein sefer Torah, even if you're davening in a place where there's no sefer Torah, which we'll learn later on, there's a machlokis, should you or should you not bow down, lean on your left arm. So then, even in that situation, he says, ein rasha lahafsik bin atfilah l'tchina, one still shouldn't make any interruption, go straight into the tachan, even if you're not leaning down on your left arm. Mishneh Berurah continues and he says, V'dafka kishamafsik v'osik b'dvarim acherim l'gamrei. He now qualifies this interruption that you shouldn't do, and he says, what we're really talking about here is doing an interruption that has nothing to do with the tachna, nothing to do with the tefillah that you just davened. That's the type of thing that severs the connection. Avosicha bi'alma less lumba, but an actual interruption by talking, he says, that's actually not so terrible. That wouldn't totally sever the connection over here. He says, however, of course, you can't do any talking during the Chazaras HaShatz. There are Sarich Lishtok. There you have to be absolutely quiet, ulhazin, and pay careful attention. Heitev, call brachu brachu to every single brachu of the Chazaras HaShatz, as we've already learned in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, Siv Dalet. The issue footnote number two, however, does bring down that we learned in Simen Nun Aleph, when there is tachnun, lo yedaber, one should not talk at all in between the Shmoneh Esrei until after the tachnun is done. Ein ledaber klal, it implies. And the Kaf HaChaim brings down as well that according to the Zohar and the Arizal, afilu sichel bi'alma osu, one should not even talk at all between the Chazaras HaShatz and the start and the conclusion of tachnun, which is of course the halacha l'maisa. One should really be careful not to talk at all then. The Mishneh Berurah continues and he writes, v'kol shekein d'ledaber kedusha, however, since technically, if you talked, it's not so terrible at this point. If you talked after the Chazaras HaShatz before you started Tachnun, so he says, certainly, if you want to answer a Davar Shebekdusha, for example, Kagon, Mashu Masikim Bisachlim Kagon Vuhurachim, to have the entire tefillah that we say Ashkenazim on Mondays and Thursdays, to say the entire Vuhurachim, which is prior to Tachnun, one could have thought that that's an interruption. So he says, Bevade Mutal Hafsik, that's not considered an interruption. That's a necessity of the tefillah, and that's certainly okay. That doesn't sever the bond between Tachnun and the Shmoneh Esrei. And he says, "Lafilu b'sok nefilas apayim." Even during the tachlin itself, gan kemutu lanos emeni heshmei rabba. If you're going a little bit slower and you're still saying tachlin, and the chazan already is saying the chatzi kaddish afterwards, so he's up to yemeshmei rabba. So you're allowed to answer emeni heshmei rabba, even though you're in the middle of tachlin. And he says, "All other the whole davar shebekdusha, anything else that's a davar shebekdusha as well." The issue footnote number three brings down, "Yesh noagim lahaktim nefilas apayim b'huracham." There are those that say tachlin before they say b'huracham. That, for example, is nusach svard and the Eidos Hamizrach. They say over here, Tachnun right after the Shmoneh Esrei, and then they say V'huracham, not like Minog Ashkenaz. And this is brought down by various poskim, that that's more correct way to do it, but Nusach Ashkenaz says, no, you do the V'huracham, and that's not an interruption. He says, what happens, an interesting Shaila, famous Shaila, if a person davens Ashkenaz is in a Sfarad, Nusach Sfarad Shul, or vice versa. So he says, what do you do in that situation? Should you follow what the Shul is doing, or should you follow your own personal Minog? So he brings down from Rishlomo Zalman Zatzal, as well as from Eliyashiv Zatzal, Both of them hold Shekivon Shekayom HaMinhagim Chalukim Chomok. He says nowadays people have so many different minhagim. You have Ashkenazim and Sfaradim mixed up together all the time. He says Ein Bekach Bishublosis Godedu. The fact that one person is saying Tachlim and the other person is saying Burakum, that's not a problem of Losis Godedu. However, he does bring down if you're davening in a place where like 99% of the people are all Nusuk Sfarad and you're Nusuk Ashkenaz or vice versa, so then Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that you should follow what the Shul's minhag is. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and the Igros Moshe brings down, as well as the Shelos Tshuvos Oz Nidbru, and he says this is also in the Beis Baruch, that Ein Lishanos Mimino Kamokum, you should do whatever the shul does. So an Ashkenaz person davening in a Nusuch Sfar shul, and they're all going to say Tachnun before they say Vurachim, so the Ashkenaz person should also, according to Rav Moshe, say Tachnun at that moment in time. Dish of footnote number 4 brings down that the Mishnah Berurah says, Lashon over here of mutter. It's permissible for the person to answer Yemei Nehesh Rabbah. Chaim Kanievsky explains that as meaning that the kavan of the Mishnah Berurah is chayev lanos. You do in fact have to answer. And he says, if they're saying the kaddish after the tachdon and you're still in the middle of tachdon, so Chaim Kanievsky says you don't have to stand up. You can say that Yemei Nehesh Rabbah while you're still with your hand bowed saying tachdon. You stop the tachdon, but you don't have to stand up. You can say the Yemei Nehesh Rabbah while you're still in the bowed sitting position. In Dirshu footnote number 5, he brings down that in regards that they're already saying Vahib bin Soharon, so Rav Ozner Zatzal and the Shevet Halevi brings down that you shouldn't interrupt the answer Vahib bin Soharon. Likewise, if the shul is saying Oleinu, you're going at a slower pace in the shul, and you're in the middle of Tachlim when they're saying Oleinu, normally the din is that you're supposed to go and say Oleinu, so Avshad din hu leomer yachad im atzibur, even though normally we do say that a person, when he walks into a shul and they're saying Oleinu, he should say Oleinu with them. In this situation, Chaim Kanievsky paskins that you shouldn't interrupt your tachdun to say Oleinu with the tzibur. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Beis. He writes, Miu, im avar dibir, if somebody did go and interrupt, he spoke in between the Chazaras Hashatz and the start of the Tachnun, Pshita, the Tzorech Lipal Aponim, he still does Tachnun, he still falls on his side and his arm, like we know we do in Tachnun, and Mutu L'spala B'mokum Echad, Lipal B'mokum Acher. Likewise, if a person is saying Shemon Esrei, let's say in the front by the wall, then he goes to a seat towards the back to sit down and say Tachnun, that's also acceptable. Ach Shelo Yafsik B'emtzel, but he shouldn't have any sort of interruption in between if you can help it, but they go to your seat, that's not a problem. The issue footnote number 6 brings down, Kefi Shebir Haderech Hachayim. Derech Hachayim, which is the source of this din for Dinei Tachlin, brings down over here, B'tam Hadover, why an interruption with talking is not considered a hefsek. So he says, Shalo Shayach Hefsek being Tula Tachlin. This technically, there isn't the din of Hafsok over here. You're not allowed to make it a hefsek between them because it's technically two separate tefillos. However, he says, La'in Yamisha Spala B'Beisavo. He says, however, somebody is down in the Beisavo where they don't say Tachlin. So then when he comes home to his house, you might think, well, since it's not considered a hefsek, let him say Tachlin when he gets home to his house. He says, that's not the right way. You don't have to say Tachlin in that situation. Even though the Derech HaChaim does say that you should say Tachnun because it's not considered a Havsaka that you were in the base level and now you come into your own house, but the minhag is not to say it. The Mishnah Berurah in Simchat and Gimel writes, Hine, Nefilas HaPayim Shenagu Bo Bayomim Rishonim Hiyo B'Derech Kida. Originally, when they would do Tachnun, they would actually bow down all the way on the floor, behind the Lipol Aponim. They would go all the way on the floor, Arutza, with their head facing all the way down to the floor, and they just didn't stretch out their arms and feet. Velo B'Pishut Yadayim Raglayim. However, nowadays that's not the way we do it. We don't go all the way down to the floor with our faces. What we do is we turn the head and we cover up our faces with our arm, and that's for us nefilas apayim. The minhag is to make sure that your face is covered up with some sort of a garment. You don't put it directly on your bare sleeve, on your bare arm rather, but you have the sleeve or the shirt sleeve or jacket or whatever it is that you have on your arm as interposing between your bare arm and your face when you're bowing, tilting your head down on your arm. And it's not adequate. A person's wearing a short sleeve shirt, so he really shouldn't just put his face onto his arm, because lefi shahayad v'haponim guf echad hem, because your hand and your face are considered one part of the body, one each different part of the body. Bein aguf yochol l'chasus is asked when a person can't cover himself up, so to say. This is the same halacha we spoke about earlier. And a person, when he gets up in the middle of the night and he wants to take a drink, he puts his hand on his head and makes the bracha, that's really not correct also, because your hand is part of your body. Your hand can't cover up your body. So to over here, your bare arm can't be the thing that you're covering up your face with satachdan. That's why a person should wear a sleeve. He should roll his sleeve down if it's rolled up, or he has a jacket on, and that's acceptable. The issue footnote number 7 brings down the understanding of why we cover up our faces. He brings down in the name of Rabbeinu Bachai, Shehu Mistachsisei HaTfila, B'nei Shekisui HaPonim Hu Midarkei HaAnava VaBusha. This is an essential component over here that you're subordinating yourself, you're humbling yourself, you're embarrassed, so to say, to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this fashion, and that's why you're covering yourself up. The Mati Moshe brings down Shetam Kisu Yaponim Hu Kidei Shelo Yei Kolecha V'Yechad Rov V'Shomei HaMashach Be'er Mispalo. He says this is because you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're basically saying that I've done things wrong in the Tachlin Tefila, and therefore it's inappropriate that somebody else should be listening to your tefillah, similar to in the Beis HaMikdash, so when everybody would bow down and they would say vidui, so they would all be far enough away from each other because it wouldn't be appropriate for somebody to listen to the vidui, to the admissions of sins that a person has. That's why it was a nace that occurred, that everybody would be standing up. It was very crowded, but when they would bow down, there was at least four amos between every person and every other person, in order that nobody should be able to hear the vidui of their friend, and they would be embarrassed. Finally, he brings down from the Shari Knesset Sagdola. He writes, Kishimachasa Mispalos, when you're covering your face up over here, this is over here an opportunity to daven with more kavana. And according to this, Shlomo Zalman says that ikar hakpada hi shehtiyeno ha'inayim mechusos uskuras, that you should be covering up your eyes and you should be concentrating, and that's the purpose over here. Of course, if somebody needs to look in a sitter, so then that's acceptable as well. Sivkot and Dalit, the Mishnah Berurah writes that you lean on your left side. Why? Lefisha matzino kisha adam ispalu shchino so shchino bimimino. That when a person davens, he's facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so your left is the shchino's right kaviyochel. As the pasuk says, Hashem tzilcho ad yaminecho. Hashem will protect you and save you on your right hand. V'nimtzo kishu muta al smola. When you're leaning on your left hand, panav klat bishchino. It's as if you're leaning in that way. You're leaning towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right kaviyochel. V'ma yamate al yad yamino. If you were to lean on your right hand, then it would be the opposite. It would be, so to say, that you're turning your back away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your face away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it would be inappropriate for the servant to turn his face away from the master at the time that he's asking the master for something. The issue foot number 8 brings down an additional reason to lean to your left from the Shibboleth HaLeket, and he says that you're showing royalty over here. And a person, when he leans on the left, we know, for example, during the Haseba at the Pesach Seder, a person leans on his left side, so tzorich lichana lifnei amokum. So you're humbling yourself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by leaning towards your left, that you're bowing down, so to say, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though it's on your stronger side, you're subordinating yourself on your stronger side, even to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we go back to the Ramah. The Ramah writes, Habavi Yeshomim, the Yesh Lahat. There are those that say that a person should lean on his right side. And the Ramah says, the minhag is that when on Shachrus time, when you're wearing your tefillin, most people are righties, so they're wearing the tefillin on their left hand, so it's inappropriate to lean on your tefillin, so therefore by Shachrus time, you lean outside yomim, mishum kvod tefillin, in order not to lean on the tefillin, so you lean on your bare right hand, and by mincha time, which he calls over here arvis, it means close to arvis, o kishen lo tefillin, or for whatever the reason, a person is not wearing tefillin, then you always lean on your left side, bismolo, yat outside small, as we've already explained, why on the left side. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Hay brings down that why would you lean on the right side? Ki ashchino neged adam, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is keneged you, you're facing face to face with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say. Nimtza small hashchino keneged yimino, when the left of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now on your right side. Ukushu mate al yimino, when you're leaning on your left, on your right hand, hashchino kenegdo yichavein, and the shchino is that's opposite you, you should have intention. Smolo tachas l'roshi, a different pasuk than we brought down before, Hashem tzilcha yad v'necha. This pasuk says smolo tachas l'roshi v'yimino. That we're, so to say, against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's left side, and with his right side, he gives us a hug. So therefore, there are two different minhagim. One says to lean towards the left, one says to lean to the right, and as the Ramah had brought down, the ikar is that we do it differently by Shachris, and we do it differently by mincha time. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav explains, this is the das of the Taz of the Morgan of Rom. She'en l'shanos miminogzeh. One should not go and deviate from this minhag that by Shachris time you lean on your right hand, and by mincha time you lean towards the left. And this is the custom of the Velt. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, this is even according to Avil al-Hagra, even according to the Vilna Gaon. The Sovid Iker Kim Mechaber, the Talmud al-Smol, he holds really like the Mechaber that you should always lean on the left, even when you're wearing your tefillin. Nevertheless, Mikol Mokum in Mispalah Beveis HaMedrash, for Olam Noagim Kiramah, if you're diving in the shul and everybody's going down on the left side, then you shouldn't be doing it differently and going on your right side. You shouldn't follow the minhag of the Vilna Gaon in this situation because it looks like there's two different Torahs. This concept of losis godudu, don't go against the minhag of the shul. The shliach tzibah, if he's davening a little bit to the right of the aron, he should be a little bit tilting towards facing the aron kodesh, so he shouldn't be turning away from the aron kodesh. The issue footnote number 9 brings down the famous tshuva from Moshe Feinstein and Eligus Moshe, who tried to follow both the opinion of the Ramah, the Taz, and the Magen Avraham, as well as the Vilna Gaon, and he would lean on both of his hands. He would put his left hand with the tefillin on the bottom, then he would put his right hand on top of it, and then lean on his right hand, and in this way he's following the opinion that says you should lean on the right hand, but he's also following the opinion of the Gra that you should always lean towards the left. A lefty, what should he do? So the Prima Gadim writes that he should lean on his left side. This is easy because it's filling on the right hand, so he's fulfilling everybody by leaning towards the left over here. And by Mincha time, he says it's a sofik what he should do, but Lamaisa, Pinchas Scheinberg's Zatzal brings down that a lefty should lean on his left side as well by Mincha time. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Zayin writes down, and by Arvis, it doesn't really mean by Marv, because of course we don't do Tachlun by Marv, you know, I'll do Tachlun after the Shkia, as we'll learn. So he means, Rotz Olam, and the Mishnah Berurah says, let's side Arvis when it's towards Marv time, i.e., Hayinu b'mincha. Sheno no'ogom la'niach tefillin, because most of us don't wear tefillin by mincha time, we wear it by Shachris and we take it off. However, therefore, Mishminiach tefillin, if somebody is wearing tefillin by mincha time, gam shom yipol al yimino, then he should also follow the meaning that we brought down, that when you're wearing tefillin on your left hand, then you should lean on the right hand for Tachlin. He brings down from the Chayyadim, who says differently, he says, in this situation, you should follow the minhag of the Gra, because most people will be leaning on the left. So he says here too, even though you're wearing your tefillin by mincha time, you should follow the Gra and the minhag of most people to lean on the left, even though the Gra here says it's because you're leaning on your tefillin. It's not a problem for everybody else. They're not wearing tefillin, they're also leaning towards the left. Now you go back to the Ramah. The Ramah writes, after you did tachdun, you lift your head up after tachdun, and you should stay seated for a little bit longer. The call makom umakom lefi minhago. Every place you do like the minhag. The Mishnah Berurah explains over here in Sivkot and Ches. This means umedinos elu noagim loma rachem v'chanun chule. They say the other verses that we have as part of our tachdun. After that, the Ramah continues and he says, "Uminog pashut lomar v'anachlu lo neida manaseh." The minhag is to say that paragraph. We'll see a moment that you start standing up during that paragraph, and then after the conclusion of that paragraph, the Chazan says the Chatzi Kaddish. Then we say Ashrei, and we say Lam Natzeach. Certain days we don't say Lam Natzeach. V'afilu b'yom mishen omrim taklun. And in certain days that we don't say taklun, nevertheless we can say omrim Lam Natzeach. Lam Natzeach says Lam Natzeach. It's only not said on days that aren't called the Yom Tzara. Not every day that we don't say Tachlin is called a day of not having Tzara. Novad, the only days that would include that we don't say Lam Natzeach are Berosh Chodesh, Chanukah, or Purim, and the Ber Hetev says on Purim means even Purim Katan, Erev Pesach, Erev Yom Kippur, and Tisha B'Av. This is all based upon Minhagim, as the Ramah says. So we don't say Lam Natzeach on any of these days, and there are more days that we don't say Tachlin. For example, the entire month of Nisan, we don't say Tachlin, but we do say Lam Natzeach because it's still called the Yom Tzara. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tes explains when we say Vanach Luneida, Lefish Yisbalal Nubuchol Inyon Shiuchol Odom Asbalal. This is an idea that we've daven in every possible way a person should daven, and still we beg Hashem, please answer our tefillos. We've daven be yeshiva. We've said parts of the davening while we were sitting down. For example, the Kriyat Shema and the Berachos of Kriyat Shema, or Bamida the Shmona Esrei, and then we feel us Nepayim in a leaning position on our side, just like Moshe Rabbeinu did. Moshe also Moshe Rabbeinu all of Shenemar, it says, Vo'eshe Bahar, he sat by the mountain, and then it says, Vanochi Amadati Bahar, I stood by the mountain, and then Vo'es Napal, Lifnei Hashem, and then I bowed down, I leaned towards Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu davened in all three of these positions, sitting, standing, and leaning, and bowing towards the side. U'me'acha she'ein banu koach l'spal binyan achem. There's no other way to daven. You have to be either standing, sitting, or leaning. So Anu Amin, so we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'alanachlu l'neida, we don't know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, manaseh, what are we supposed to do? B'chule. And therefore, when one says this tefillah at the conclusion of the Tachlon, Roy Lomar Vanach Lone Dab Yeshiva. You say that while you're still sitting down. Ma Naseh, you start to stand up, Yamida. And that's brought down in the name of the Shalom in Achronim. The issue footnote number 12 brings down Ubitama Dover. The reasoning behind this is brought down by the Aruch HaShulchan. Shahanhoga Zos Atzma Romezes Al Kach Shispalanu Bishiva Biamida Benefila. That our doing this sitting and then standing up is a remez, is a hint to the way we just davened the Kriyashma and the Brachas of Kriyashma, the Shmon Esrei, and now Tachlon. And therefore, when we say, "Akein ma naseh, od rak alecho einenu," we look to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to please answer our tefillos. That concludes today's shiur.